Vegas Golden Knights survive Montreal last night in overtime, 2-1. Got themselves a late goal to get back in it. Marc-Andre Fleury got benched for Robin Lehner, who was very good in that game for Vegas. So that series knotted at 2. Both of the final four series in the NHL knotted at 2. Fan headlines brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. We're the PM team, and we're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. It's a Malzy Monday. Pony's on location. There's a bunch of Buddha statues. There's a mischievous little puppy there. So I'm running
the show.
Did you
see the tweet?
Oh, I saw them both. I retweeted them. I signal boosted them. It's a great looking dog, and the statues are unsettling, is how I would describe it.
Which one's the weirdest, in your opinion?
Hold on. I got to go back and look here. I have it right
ceramic
in front of me.
Dog Buddha?
I think for some reason, the one that's like low to the ground and it's just the traditional, I guess, like, you know, from like Thailand or something like that. Mm. That one just sitting there, just kind of unsettling to me. But you're toughing it out the way I did for 15 months during a pandemic. You're working, you're flying blind. You're trusting your co-host, which is a terrible idea because I haven't done this in 2.5 years on a two-man show. And I'm just trying not to completely screw it up.
Man, I hated shows like this when I used to have to do them with Cook. Because when Cook was on the road and he was in hotel rooms for Steelers road games and stuff, just brutal.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't give me any sense of direction. He'd go, Andrew, before we go any further, I just want to say happy 47th birthday. And then it would be some random, like, Post-Gazette colleague.
And then you're unable to get back on track.
It's
it's
like,
mess.
All right, Ron, anyways... Benny Snell football.
I'm trying not to do that. I'm just trying to actively troll you with almost every decision I make. So, like, there's at least a direction. It's just antagonistic.
Well, this is a mystery guest segment.
And our
mystery
guest is on the fan hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitas, the second of two mystery guests on the show today. He's on the show today because I was in charge of everything, the topics, all of it, including guest booking.
Oh, I know who this is.
This person has expressed to me dismay that he feels that when you are running things as normally, he can't seem to work his way on very often. It's Sean Gentile of The Athletic. Hi, Sean.
I like that we're having like a special theme day just for you having to do your job. I don't understand this. What's up, boys?
I mean, yeah, the subtext of this is I do very little normally on the show, so when I actually have to do a normal amount of work, we treat it like it's a celebration or something that should be put on a pedestal.
Sean, I don't think you've gone on with the midday guys when Cook is part of the show, right?
I'm not sure Ron knows who I am, and we work together.
No, he does. He just doesn't know how to pronounce your last name correctly, and usually there's an F word that precedes his misspelling of it. And I don't think you've ever gone on the morning show.
No, I've not. Oh, wait, I think that might not be right. I feel like I've gone on with Mac and Colin a couple times, maybe. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Well, why?
How about Zeiss?
Pony, hold on, Pony. Don't dodge here. Why would you say it's tough for Sean to get on the show when we're booking things normally? I mean, you do occasionally ask me to reach out to him, but you're his friend, too. You're locked in Mortal Kombat in a goal pool with Sean. You could easily text him.
I think that's the reason why there's been a cold war between the two of us for the last month.
Yeah, I assume that's the current excuse, is that I'm cruising towards yet another win.
And Sean, here's the real reason. I can tell you right now, Chris. You, when you do a solo
hi, doggy.
Show on the weekend.
Hold on. I heard a dog tromping through.
Yeah, now the shoe's on the other foot.
That's right. It's nice to be on the other end of this one.
The real reason is Mueller would mail in his weekend show so bad that it was always Batco and Gentile that were on that show. And
that's
so
right.
I would say for a solid 6 months, I never booked Batco or Sean for our show because I felt bad forcing them on the air with you, Chris, more than once a week.
It's funny that you should mention mailing in the Sunday show, because in response to all the tweets about like what we were doing with today's show, I got to go back and find this. Here's a guy named SportsBetter18 who said, hopefully it's better than your solo Sunday shows. You're better with a partner. I'm just speaking the truth, and I enjoy your radio show, but apparently not the solo ones.
I don't know who mails in the weekend shows harder. I don't know if it's you or Starkey. Joe is so off the rails on those. It's a blast, but like I ended up talking to him for 15 minutes about you know, Warren Zevon and some dude's basement in Buffalo and whatever else. So he's
Mammal's basement.
And there's at least 40 minutes of Bomboli in there, bare minimum.
It is like truly, truly like unfiltered Starkey during the Stark Fest.
I mean, he at least calls it Stark Fest. I would honestly say mine were worse than Joe's. And so all the criticism that tweeter and that pony just levied on me is deserved, and I won't even shy from it, Sean.
Can I ask Sean a serious question?
Well, yeah, I was about to get into them here, but you can go first.
Oh, well, it's Malzy Monday, so I'm going to defer to you on this one, big boy.
Well, you're unbelievable. No, I wanted to know if you, like me, are falling into this trap. I am starting to look a little bit more favorably at the Penguins, like in the rearview mirror, what they did or didn't do this season, only because the Islanders have managed to go much further than I thought they would and might actually win the whole thing if they can get two more wins over Tampa. I would give them a shot against either of the teams to come out of that other series. And so now as a result, I'm looking at the Penguins and going, well, they outplayed them, and if their goalie hadn't been completely vomit, they would maybe still be playing. Therefore, I don't want to see any seismic changes outside of maybe the goaltender made.
It's true. They were a good team that got railroaded by a terrible goalie. Like, that's just mm-hmm. that's it. That was true the day after it happened, and it's true now. Like, I don't know if I even needed the Islanders to do anything else. And look, they've played great. I've picked against them in every single series. So what? So you know, that's whatever. They're making me eat some crow. But aside from that, man, the Penguins were a better team across the board in lots of ways, and they got screwed by Tristan Jarry. That is why they lost that series.
Sean, in that vein, what do you think happens with Vegas and Fleury if he never gets another shot? Because last year it was the agent posted or a painting of him having a sword or spear going through his back.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get back in this round, is that salvageable? Like, I don't think that the Penguins would trade for him, but I also can't imagine him being back in Vegas next year. Your thoughts?
I mean, he was pretty close to leaving town last offseason. I mean, that almost happened. He almost ended up back here. So, yeah, first off, I think he's going to get back in because DeBoer, you know, he's done this before. Like, it's not even necessarily performance-based. Like, I think he just likes keeping guys fresh and, like, I don't know. I think there's a better than a 50-50 chance that he ends up back in during the series, honestly. But, yeah, I think we might be approaching the end there. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say because we were close last summer.
Sean, is it good that teams that play – I hate to do this because I think Vegas is really good, and obviously Tampa's the defending champs. They're really good. They're really skilled, and I like watching both those teams. What is it, though, a commentary on the NHL? Is it a negative one that a team that's playing like the Canadiens, like the Islanders, packing it in, trapping, et cetera, have gone this far, and that specifically that the officiating seems geared to assist subtly – or unsubtly, teams like that to advance further in the postseason?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything subtle about it. I mean, we saw, I think it was Chandler Stephenson on Vegas last night. He got, you know, plowed face first into the dasher, and the ref might as well have been standing next to him. That's a great example, but we see it constantly. Like, it's 100% a creation of the officiating. There's nothing subtle about it. That's why it's happened. That's why we are where we are with these series. I'm at the point now where I don't even have that much of a problem with it, honestly. Like, I don't hate watching the Islanders play. I don't hate watching the Canadiens play. I wish that officiating was a little bit more equitable and and made sense on a night to night basis. But from a hockey standpoint, I don't mind it. It's just a creation of, you know, those guys swelling their whistles immediately.
Sean, have you taken the next step from, all right, Jarry and DeSmith aren't a good enough pair to compete or contend for a Stanley Cup with? So now that we have that out of the way and we know that, here's the way the Penguins go about rectifying that situation this offseason?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys on the market too. A guy like Peter Mrazek is a UFA. I mean, there's like legitimate starting goaltenders reaching UFA here. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, maybe a guy like Fleury is available. There's always
– So give me a hypothetical that you like then, Sean.
Wait. You're not throwing Fleury out there to troll. Like, tell me you're doing it just to troll us and you don't think that that's actually plausible.
No. Sincerely, I got – like, I was just using him as, like, a for instance. I mean, there's goalies to be had if they want to go get somebody, for sure, whether it's trade or free agency.
Yeah, but how do they rid themselves of the Jarry contract in that process, mm-hmm. or do they not?
I don't think they have to. That's kind of the good part of his contract. Like, he's only making $3.5 million. He's not like, you know, this isn't some millstone of a deal that they have. You know, whether they keep him on the payroll or whether they find someone to, you know, gamble that he's the guy who made the All-Star team and not the guy who threw up all over his crease against the Islanders. I don't think it's like they're not attached to him. Like I don't think he's like some immovable piece.
Okay.
Sean, if he ends up getting back in the net for Vegas and ends up taking them to the Stanley Cup, playing like the lion's share of the games the rest of the way here, where does he rank goalies all time if he actually pulls that off?
Where he is statistically, I mean, and whatever, they're wins. It's a team stat, not necessarily a goalie stat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he plays a couple more years, he's going to be third all time in wins. So, like, I don't think that's commiserate with, you know, his overall. Like, I don't think Marc-Andre Fleury is a top five goalie of all time or anything. But, man, if he gets another cup out of this and keeps playing, I think he's going to win the Vezina this year, by the way. I would bet on that happening.
Oof.
You're talking about, you know, adding some pretty serious late career chips there. So I don't know, man. I think you could put him fairly, you know, top 15, top 12. I think it would be almost inarguable at that point, which is crazy. I didn't think this is a conversation we'd be having about Marc-Andre Fleury in 2021, but it's a legitimate point of discussion.
He's Sean Gentile of The Athletic. We've patched things up between he and Andrew as to why he was never booked on the show. Unsurprisingly, mm-hmm. it was actually and rightfully my fault because of my laziness on the weekends. Thank you, Sean.
Always. Andrew, by the way, say hi to your little gnome friend. I saw that statue. It's very strange.
The one that's in the plant?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's
one.
That's my mom's decorating. That 61-year-old stoner vibe.
I'm familiar with the type.
That's an intriguing way to leave things. Goodbye, Sean.
Bye now.